Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Today we present to you the 13th episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. Yes, we are missing 5 episodes of The Bob Hope Show. His guests during those 5 episodes were Groucho Marx, Shirley Ross, Joan Bennett, Pat O'Brien, and Billy Burke. This show that we're listening to today originally aired on December 20th, 1938, and is a Christmas show, being aired only a few days before the big day. The show's special guests were Arthur Lake and Penny Singleton, who starred on the big screen and on radio as Dagwood and Blondie Bumstead. We'll get to know them a bit better after the show. I do hope you enjoy your early taste of Christmas.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
Hi, folks.
The time is here, and Santa Claus is near. Hang up your ear, Bob Hope is here to fill it full of cheer.
Aw, thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Hope, and to assure you of having a white Christmas, tonight we're only going to lay the whites of the eggs. Ah, it's nice Christmas weather we're having here. It's been raining so hard here this past week, I hear Santa Claus is trading his reindeer and sleigh in for 3 seals and a surfboard. I drove my car downtown today to do my Christmas slopping, and a cop gave me a ticket for crossing the street against the tide. Instead of a Christmas tree, we're going to put a lighthouse in our living room this year. Boy, and it was really wet today. I went into a bakery to buy a 2-pound chocolate cake, and when I got home, I had 3 gallons of cocoa. Yes, I did some more Christmas shopping today. I want to send my uncle something he'll like. How do you wrap up a saloon? On Christmas Day, my uncle's going to be Santa Claus in the nudist colony. They sent him his costume today, a long white beard and a bottle of Mercure Chrome. If it's a cold day, he won't need the Mercure Chrome. Shirley Temple was in the store today. She asked Santa Claus for a doll. Then Santa Claus asked her if she could get him the right answers to the movie quiz. I bought a present for my little niece, Bessie, a doll that will hit back. It's a mama doll. It's a mama doll. On the way out of the store, a guy bumped into me, and the doll said, "Mom," and the guy looked at me and said, "Pardon me, madam." I wanted to buy a tie. I told the clerk I wanted to see something in stripes, so he brought out my brother from Alcatraz. The warden up there told the boys it would be nice if they could get a tree for Christmas, so 10 of the prisoners went to Yellowstone Park to get one. That was 6 years ago, and they haven't found the tree yet. My brother always tries to come home for the Christmas holidays. Last year, he built a boat, and all the other prisoners laughed at him. He couldn't get it out of his cell. The warden hung a sign on my brother's cell, "Do not open till Christmas, 1945. Say, Bill, tell our listeners who we have hanging on the tree waiting to entertain tonight.
All right, Bob. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, we bring you the favorites of millions of readers of the cartoon strip Blondie. Blondie and Dagwood Bumstead, as portrayed by Penny Singleton and Arthur Lake. Then we have Skinny Ennis and his band, 6 Hits and a Miss, Jerry Colonna through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, and Bob Hope through the courtesy of the old man with the whiskers.
Santa Claus?
No, Joe Miller.
That's Bill Breitmoeller Goodwin, folks, who doesn't care if angels with dirty faces never wash as long as they clean their teeth with Pepsodent. Bill's a little tired. We've been wrapping packages all day to send to each other. You should see me wrap them. It took me 2 hours to wrap one package today. Then I had to unwrap it again. I was in it. I wrapped up one package and put a sticker outside marked unbreakable. The clerk in the post office looked at me and said, "You want to bet?" Boy, you really have to get up to get to that post office early, get waited on. I was there at 5:30 this morning. First time I ever mailed a package in my nightgown. I got there at 5:30 and stood right on the line, the California-Nevada state line. Everybody was licking stamps and addressing packages. I reached out for a pen on the table. When I got my hand back, it had a dozen Christmas seals on it. Somebody shoved me, and I went right through the parcel post window. It cost me $60 to get back to Hollywood. Come in.
Mr. Hope?
That's right.
I suppose you've heard about the peace conference they're having in South America. Why don't you broadcast from there?
South America? Why should I?
I've been listening to your program, Peru.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, just jingle all the way. Girls and boys, he's loaded with toys, Santa's on his way. Hear the sleigh bells ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling. Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town in a couple of days. Making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming back to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus, he's coming back to town. Jingle bells, jingle bells, just jingle all the way. Oh, what fun the kids will have waiting for Santa Claus. Come on, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donder, and Blitzen. Santa Claus is on his way, trucking on down in a fancy sleigh.
He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows that if you eat too much,
you'll have a tummy ache.
You'd better watch out, children.
Don't you cry, don't you dare to tell a lie. Santa Claus is coming, he's coming back to town.
Yes, sir, that was our six hits and a miss. Singing Santa Claus is Coming Back to Town, and here's Bill Goodwin with a word from the man with the money.
Thanks, Bob. Well, here it is practically almost the night before Christmas. So how about writing Santa a letter and saying, Dear Santa, I'd like some nice gleaming pearls for Christmas. Not the kind you wear around your neck, but the kind you smile with. I want better looking, cleaner looking teeth. What can you do for me? Signed, Lonesome. Well, that's easy, Lonesome. If you want better looking teeth, Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium will help you. Irium is the lively ingredient that gives extra cleanability to Pepsodent. It helps Pepsodent quickly remove unsightly surface stains from teeth. There never was a toothpaste like Pepsodent because no other toothpaste contains Irium. If you want to polish your teeth to full brightness, if you want to see them glisten with natural brilliance, if you want them to feel pearly smooth, then treat them to a twice-a-day brushing with Pepsodent toothpaste containing Irium. Your teeth will soon flash their appreciation.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've all seen those well-known Chick Young comic strip characters, Blondie and Dagwood, in your daily newspapers. In most of your theaters this week, you'll be seeing them in the new Columbia picture, Blondie. Tonight, we bring you for the first time on the air, Blondie and Dagwood Bumpstead. America's typical married couple is played by Penny Singleton and Arthur Lake.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America.
Hello, Walter.
Say, I'll bet it was a real treat for you two to play that young couple, Blondie and Dagwood.
It certainly was, Bob. We've seen them in the comic strip so often, we felt they were old friends of ours.
Did you enjoy being married to Penny in the picture, Arthur?
Yes, sir. I married an angel.
You married an angel?
Yeah, Penny's from heaven.
Tell me, how did they happen to cast you two for the roles of Blondie and Dagwood?
Well, the director thought we sort of looked like them.
Yeah, but I thought Dagwood was supposed to be a dopey-looking guy.
Yeah, that's right. The casting director took one look at me and said, if he's alive, he's it.
I know, those pages flutter, Arthur. But look, that's marvelous. I wish I could get a crack at one of those comic strip characters.
Well, maybe you'll get a chance, Bob. I understand they're going to make Joe Palooka.
Don't mind Arthur, Bob. He's an awful tease.
Yeah, sort of a comic strip tease. But I bet you two had a lot of fun making the picture.
Yeah, we always get along swell, don't we, Penny?
Sure. The only thing we don't agree on is politics.
I see. You're both Democrats. Tell me... why didn't you bring Baby Dumpling along with you tonight?
He had to stay home. He's filing his income tax.
Oh, he's a Republican. Well, you know, I've always wondered how a couple like Blondie and Dagwood would spend Christmas Eve.
Well, Bob, why don't we just drop in on them and find out?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we now take you to the home of Dagwood and Blondie Bumstead. It's Christmas Eve. Dagwood is in the kitchen doing the dishes, and Blondie is atop a ladder trimming the tree. Music, Skinny.
Dagwood, go to the door.
I can't. I still got two more dishes to do. Okay, Blondie, I'm finished.
Dagwood, if you break any more dishes, we'll have to start going to the movies again. Dagwood, will you please go to the door?
All right. Gee, I sure hope it isn't company. I'm dead tired.
Hello, Dag.
Well, Bob Hope. Come on in, Bob. Blondie, look who's here.
Well, Bob, this is a surprise. If I'd known you were coming, I'd have trimmed the tree with Pepsodent.
Yeah, well, if I'd known you were going to do that, I'd have brought along my teeth. That's just a joke, you know. I'm not...
Hey, Bob, you're just in time to help us trim the tree.
Okay, wait till I hang up my coat.
Wait a minute, Bob. That's a Christmas tree. The hall tree's out there.
Oh, well, maybe it would be better if you trimmed the hall tree instead.
Oh, no. That was our Christmas tree last year.
Yeah. You know, that's how we got a hall tree this year. That was Dagwood's idea. I guess there must be some truth in that saying, clever men make good husbands.
Don't be silly. Clever men don't become husbands.
How long have you been married, Bob?
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Well, anyway, I'm glad I came over to spend a nice, quiet Christmas Eve with you. Say, that reminds me, how come Baby Dumpling is so quiet tonight?
Oh, we have a new system. When he's good, we let him listen to the Lone Ranger.
I suppose when he's bad, you make him listen to Bob Hope.
Oh, no, he's never that bad.
Dag. Take that dag out of my bag.
You shouldn't insult our guest. Why don't you use your head for a change?
Sounds like you'll have to use more than that for a change. Well, it's a wet Christmas anyway.
Here, be quiet, Daisy.
Oh, so that's Daisy. Does he bark very much?
Only until 10 o'clock. Then he goes to sleep.
Yeah, well, what happens if a burglar comes at midnight?
Oh, we don't like to disturb Daisy, so I just kick Dagwood.
You kick Dagwood?
Yeah, and he sits up and barks.
Yeah, just like this. Pretty clever, huh?
Yeah. If you could jump through a hoop, I could get you 6 weeks at the Orpheum.
Come in.
Oh, Merry Christmas. I'm here to tune the piano.
Oh, but we haven't got a piano.
That's all right. We brought one along. Wheel her in, boys!
That's marvelous. Do you mind if... Music and everything. Do you mind if I help trim the tree?
All right, but be careful going up the ladder. It's a little flimsy.
Flimsy? This is the first time I ever tried to climb a Venetian blind.
Come in.
Merry Christmas. We're from the If You Got 'Em, We'll Get 'Em Termite Exterminator.
Yeah, but, mister, we haven't got any termites.
That's what you think. Come on, boy.
Hey, what's the big idea of tearing down our wall?
Listen, buddy, you can't be subtle with termites.
Come in.
Homestead, I've come for the rent.
Oh, the rent. Look, Mr. Scrooge, it's Christmas Eve.
Well, Merry Christmas, and I still want my rent.
Look, mister, give these people a little time, and I'll let you have two tickets for the Pepsodent show.
I'm looking for money, not sleep.
Say, what's that?
Oh, that's just Baby Dumpling. He loves to celebrate the 4th of July.
4th of July, but it's Christmas now.
Yeah, but how long will it last?
And besides, are you going to let a little thing like the calendar interfere with Baby Dumpling's happiness?
Yeah, wait till the 4th of July. I'll think of an answer for that.
There he goes again. Isn't he cute?
Yeah. Any minute now, I expect to see Edward G. Robinson shooting back.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't try to light them all at once.
Oh, no, he wouldn't do anything as foolish as that. He takes after his father. Blondie, are you all right?
Yes, but what happened to Bob? Oh, Bob!
Here I am, Blondie.
Where?
You see that old stocking hanging in front of the fireplace?
Yes.
That's me.
Thank you, Penny and Arthur. And now Skinny Ennis interferes with the silence of the night and gives you his version of Night and Day. You're on, Skinny.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, day and night. Under this heart of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Night and day.
As the professor says, bees don't buzz around paper flowers. And the professor's right. Flowers without perfume don't attract honeybees. And teeth without luster rate zero in any circle. But just because you brush and brush your teeth and get no shine is no saying they won't shine. Maybe a swing to a new kind of dentifrice will turn the trick for you. One good thing about Pepsodent tooth powder with Irium is that you can actually see and feel the difference in your teeth in no time at all. It's simply amazing the way Pepsodent tooth powder with Irium reveals the natural brilliance of your teeth. What's more, a two-a-day brushing with Pepsodent tooth powder containing Irium will keep your teeth at high shining luster.
I believe, oh man, I believe, oh man, to believe, oh man, that oh man born today.
And now Bob Hope brings you his interpretation of that song favorite, Old Man Mose. The scene, a lonely country road.
Say, Goodwin, I don't like to complain, but it was a silly idea to wrap our lunch in a road map. I have a TL for you. I think we're lost.
Now listen, Bob, we are not lost. I've been following Route 88 on the map for the last half hour.
Just as I thought, that isn't Route 88, that's a piece of spaghetti. Well, what if we are lost? This is wonderful, riding along in the great outdoors. I feel like a king. I just abdicated. You know, I knew I should never have gotten into this camp carefree on wheels.
Listen, you didn't call it that when you sold it to me.
Well, things could be worse. At least here we are in the bright California sunshine.
Here we are in the bright California sunshine.
Bob, don't look now, but the sunshine is leaking through the roof.
Gee, Bill, it's pouring cats and dogs.
Bob, I think we're stuck in the mud.
Yeah, step out and take a look, Bill. You're wearing high-button shoes.
Say, we're in luck. Here comes somebody down the road. Maybe he can tell us where we can get shelter.
I'll talk to him. Hello, young fella.
Hello.
Well, Glucose Fripp, what are you doing around here?
I'm a traveling salesman, and I'm doing pretty well. I sell all day, and I sell all night. Boy, do I sell.
Well, what are you selling, Glukey?
Oh, I'm selling stuff.
Yeah, what kind of stuff?
Oh, just stuff.
Yeah, but what kind of stuff are you selling today?
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes? Who buys mosquitoes?
Nobody.
Then why do you sell them?
Because there ain't no competition.
But you can't make any money.
I know it. Last week I didn't even make $5, which is pretty good even for me not to make.
If you're real careful, you'll just about not be able to make a living.
That's the way I figure. Besides, it takes my mind off my worries.
What have you got to worry about?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
So we're back to that again. Look, Glukey, we want shelter. Don't you want to get dry?
Nope.
Why not?
I'm dopey.
You're dopey. Well, I'm Snow White.
Gee, you sure are pretty.
Look, never mind the flattery. Are there any houses around here?
Yep.
Can you show us where?
Yep. But it won't.
Why not?
I'm no stool pigeon.
Bob, never mind. There's a house right over there.
Yeah, but it's haunted.
Hey, he's gone.
I like him better that way.
Yeah. Come on, Bob. That's the house right over there.
This is a pleasant little place, Goodwin. It looks like Tobacco Road with a hangover.
Don't be frightened, Bob. Ring the bell.
All right. Number 6 in the hit parade.
Oh, gosh, Bob. Look at that face staring through the window.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Bill, but I think death just took another holiday. Oh, hello, lady.
Sorry, we don't want any more bodies.
But look, lady, we're just wet. We're not dead.
What'll you bet?
Well, who are you?
During the night, I'm the housekeeper here.
Yeah, well, what do you do during the day?
I model shrouds.
Well, can you take care of us for the night?
We'll take care of you all right. Follow me.
Bob, look at all those white hammocks over there in the corner.
Hammocks, those are cobwebs. Brace up, Bill. What are we, mice or men?
Well, I don't know about you, Bob, but I could certainly go for a nice piece of cheese right now.
Are you the Bob Hope for the radio?
Why, yes. How did you know?
I know everybody who haunts houses.
Nice cheery place. This is going to be as gay as a weekend at the morgue.
Oh, just listen to that laugh.
Yeah, I wish you were coming from the audience.
Say, miss, are there really ghosts in here?
Ghosts? That's not the laundry you see up there.
Up where? Oh, Bill, Bill, Bill!
Bill isn't here.
Well, who are you?
Just a ghost.
A ghost. But I don't see you. Where's your white sheet?
Shh. I'm a nudist.
Hey, Bill, where are you?
Here, Bob. Are you all right?
Yeah, but these ceilings are awfully low.
Well, they'll be okay after your hair lays down.
Say, miss, do a lot of people stop off here?
Oh, yes. Marie Antoinette came here one night. And we just talked our heads off.
Oh, well, that's fine. What's the matter?
I'm getting a message from the spirit world.
What do they say?
Shh. They'll give you Duke in 7 points.
I'll take it.
Attention all ghosts. Attention all ghosts. Better put on your rubber sheets. It's raining.
Bob, look at that ghost over there. He's jumping up and down.
What's that?
He's jumping up and down.
He's probably got ants in his sheets.
Bob Hope?
Yes?
I think I'll come over there and tear you to pieces and then jump on you and just stamp on your nose.
Say, who is this?
Oh, just a monster.
Wait a minute, a monster?
Oh, yes, didn't you know the devil is a sissy?
Frankenstein is going to finishing school. Come in.
Do you have ghosts here?
Yes, we have.
Well, if my father comes in, hang on to him, will you? I've been looking for him for 300 years.
Who are you?
Hamlet.
Say, what goes on around here? What's the matter, Hatchet Face?
The phantom is coming. Listen.
Greetings, Gate. Let's evaporate.
Say, Bill, I can see right through him.
Ah, yes, Gate. The ghost is clear.
Are you really a ghost, an honest-to-goodness specter?
Yes, Knave, and you didn't expect to inspect the specter, did you, Inspector?
I can understand why you didn't live long.
Mine was a short life, but a merry one. At an early age, I moved to a metropolis, and life began. Ah, metropolitan life. Can I interest you in some life insurance?
Look, are you the only ghost in your family?
Ah, no. My sister was a skeleton in the closet.
Sort of a chambermaid to Mars.
Yes, indeed. My entire family was very interested in spiritualism. In fact, as my father, who was very fond of spirits, once said, quote, unquote.
Say, ghost, would you mind telling me how you haunt a house?
It's very simple. First, you hide in the closet. Then you put your hand out slowly, like this, and grab a throat. Then you squeeze tighter and tighter. Help! I'm choking myself to death!
Can I help you, Master?
Who are you?
I'm the former Miss Fitch, the Wichita Witch.
Ah, yes, you have a twin sister. I can never tell which witch is which.
Well, I've got loads of money. I'm the rich witch.
That sounds to me like a switch, witch.
And this sounds to me like something I'm sorry I started. Say, I'm getting out of here.
Not so fast, Gate. Ah, the clock strikes 12. As it strikes, you should all disappear one by one.
Bob, can he do that to us?
Of course not, Bill.
I'll start on that facsimile of a man over there.
Who, me?
Yes, that pair of teeth surrounded by commercials. Mumbo jumbo, disappear.
So long, Goodwin.
It's a chilling experience, I tell you. Eerie, isn't it? Eerie! Eerie! Help! I'm in Pennsylvania! Ah. And now the former Miss Fitch disappears. Farewell, my bewitching beauty.
So long, kid!
So long, Fitchy.
And now for you.
Hey, wait a minute, Phantom. You can't make me disappear.
Why not?
Do you realize that if I disappear, America will be deprived of the Pepsodent show?
Ah, yes. You're welcome, America.
I found out Moe kicked the bucket. I found out Moe kicked the bucket. I found out Moe kicked the bucket. Old man Moe's is dead.
Thanks for the memory. And as we bid adieu, the sponsor, cast, and crew, and I all join in wishing best of Christmas time to you. And thank you so much. Thanks for the memory of Singleton and Lake, your Dagwood Blondie team, was just as grand to work with as to see upon the screen. And thank you so much. Here's a tip to all you Christmas shoppers. Buy a gift for yourself while it's early. Treat your friends to a smile bright and pearly. Bright smiles are sent by Pepsodent.
Excuse me, Bob, but who's going to be with us next week?
Well, Bill, next week we're going to have with us that great radio team, Lum and Abner. We're really going down to Pine Ridge with them. Then we'll have Skinny Ennis and his band, our six hits and a miss, Jerry Colonna, and
Bob Hope.
Thank you, Bill Goodwin. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and may I wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the sponsors, Cass and Pete.
Until next Tuesday night at the same time, the Pepsodent Company bids you good night. Bill Goodwin speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
The one question I have is, why would Bob Hope do a sketch about a haunted house on a Christmas show? I mean, that's a perfect sketch for a Halloween show or even for a spooky late autumn, early winter night. But Christmas? Yeah, I don't get it. Well, Dagwood and Blondie. They first appeared in 1930 in the comic strip by cartoonist Chick Young called, what else, Blondie. In the early days of the cartoon, Blondie Boopadoop, yes, that was her name, was a carefree flapper who spent her days in dance halls accompanied by her boyfriend, Dagwood Bumstead. By the way, if you don't know what a flapper is, well, look it up. That's what I tell my kids, and it frustrates them to death. Dagwood was the rich son of a railroad tycoon. And if that's not hard enough to believe, Dagwood was the straight man to Blondie's comic escapades. Now, all that changed in 1933 when Dagwood and Blondie got married. Dagwood was disinherited by his rich parents for marrying out of his social class, so he had to go get a job, and Blondie became the sensible housewife. Well, Blondie and Dagwood are still in the comics today, 88 years later, and they're penned by Chick's son, Dean Young. Arthur Lake and Penny Singleton enter the story in 1938, which is the year of this broadcast, when Columbia Pictures produced a film version called, again, what else, Blondie, and cast them in the leading roles. Over the next 12 years, they would star in 28 Blondie films. Well, that's it for today. Please join us next Wednesday for another show with Bob Hope, and come back on Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley. Please send your comments and questions to host at classiccomedyotr.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/classiccomedyotr. Of course, you can always go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com. And you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts. So, until Friday, since we had an early Christmas today, in the words of the elf who wrapped the last present before Santa took off, that's a wrap!